Can big tech be contained? Even as our lives move increasingly online and our data is held by only a few mega corporations, the need to wrest back control is paramount. According to Tom Kemp, author of the new book, Containing Big Tech, How to Protect Our Civil Rights, Economy, and Democracy. Tom is a Silicon Valley-based entrepreneur, investor, and policy advisor who founded Centrify, a leading cybersecurity cloud provider. Tom writes extensively on technology policy and has served as a technology policy advisor for political campaigns and advocacy groups. Here he is to share five of his big ideas.
Hello, my name is Tom Kemp, and I'm a Silicon Valley-based entrepreneur, investor, and policy advisor. Based on this in-depth experience of over 20 years, I wrote the book Containing Big Tech, How to Protect Our Civil Rights, Economy, and Democracy. In this book bite, I look forward to sharing with you five key insights from my book, Containing Big Tech. Insight number one. Before, it was all about serving us ads, but now the collection of our personal data is increasingly being weaponized against us. The five big tech companies, Meta, Apple, Amazon, Microsoft, and Google, have built innovative products that improve many aspects of our lives. But their intrusiveness and our dependence on them have created pressing threats to our civil rights, economy, and democracy. It starts with their business model. Many of the big tech firms' business models are based on online advertising. Big tech collects massive amounts of information about every one of us. This collected information is in the form of data exhaust that we emit as we interact with the internet through websites, mobile apps, and internet-connected devices. So, just as gas-powered cars emit carbon exhaust, we emit digital exhaust in the form of data. This mass collection and monetization of our data by companies like Google and Meta mean they know more about our behavior, our precise location, internet searches, purchases, and apps than our friends and family. Historically, this near total digital surveillance has enabled those companies to profile us and utilize this deep insight to let advertisers target us. But now, this data and behavioral analysis can be weaponized against us if, for example, you facilitate or get abortion in certain U.S. states, or it can be used by adversarial nation states to attack our democracy. In my book, Containing Big Tech, I describe how you can limit the amount of data that is collected about you so you could better protect your privacy. And I also describe how we need a comprehensive federal privacy law and what should be in it. Insight number two, this over-collection of our personal data is now leading to an increasing number of cases of identity theft. One of the biggest issues associated with the over-collection of our personal data is the increased number of incidents of identity theft that consumers are now facing. The Federal Trade Commission recorded over 1.4 million identity theft cases in 2021, compared to 650,000 in 2019, a doubling in 2 years. According to the Identity Theft Resource Center, identity theft can destroy a person's credit, make it difficult to get housing, and in some cases, drive people to contemplate suicide. A recent survey by the group found that 67% of respondents said they could not pay their bills because of identity theft. The reality is that if less data is collected from us and stored by big tech and other firms such as data brokers, there is less data that can be breached. In my book, Containing Big Tech, I give details on what should be in a comprehensive privacy law that can empower us to say no to these companies having too much of our data. My book also provides tips that you can follow to better secure your personal data from hackers. Insight number three, big tech is making huge bets on artificial intelligence, or AI, but AI can and is being used for exploitative purposes. The CEO of Google said that AI is the most profound technology that humanity will ever develop and work on. Not surprisingly, big tech is investing billions of dollars in AI. AI technology is commonplace in big tech services and can deliver significant value to consumers and big tech's customers. For example, AI allows big tech's virtual assistants like Apple Siri and Amazon's Alexa to interpret questions, provide recommendations, or even perform tasks such as playing music, making a phone call, or sending a calendar invite. But despite these positives, AI can introduce bias or be misused by big tech. For example, Meta is utilizing AI to maximize user engagement on their platforms, such as Facebook and Instagram. But in doing so, critics claim that their AI-based recommendation systems can promote content that favors controversy, disinformation, and extremism. Critics say this has led to users becoming measurably more polarized. In my book, Containing Big Tech, I give an overview of AI and explain why big tech is placing significant bets on it. In light of big tech's growing use of AI, I also examine the threats associated with AI, specifically how bias seeps into AI that can introduce unfair outcomes for certain groups of people. Finally, my book also provides recommendations and solutions with respect to this AI revolution we are now experiencing. My goal is to provide guidance so that we as a society can better regulate and contain AI and make sure it is not used in exploitative ways. Insight number four, we have a significant problem with kids' online safety that needs addressing. In the fall of 2021, reporters with the Wall Street Journal decided to experiment and see what it would be like to experience TikTok as children aged 13 to 15. Unfortunately, the reporters soon discovered that TikTok's underlying AI systems drove the minors' accounts into rabbit holes of endless spools of adult content. Collectively, the accounts saw over 100 videos recommending pornography sites, plus other videos encouraging drinking and drug use. Social media should not create rabbit holes for us to fall in, let alone ones as explicitly dangerous as these. While adults may be able to navigate around or climb out of these rabbit holes, it is much harder for kids, primarily because our brains typically don't fully mature until we are in our mid-20s. Moreover, kids find it even more challenging to resist staying online because they lack critical cognitive capabilities. One may conclude that the best way forward to protect kids online is to avoid having kids use technology. But in today's modern age, that is not practical or possible, given the reality that the digital world is a necessary and significant part of our kids' lives. To prepare young people for a world in which AI will automate many jobs, we want and need kids to be tech literate and savvy, but we also want to keep them safe. In my book, Containing Big Tech, I explore in more detail the impact of big tech on children. I discuss the unique online safety issues that kids face, such as the effect of behavioral advertising on kids, the exposure to harmful or age-inappropriate content, and the promotion of unhealthy social comparisons. I also cover the toll addictive technology have on kids, the enablement of unsolicited contact from adults, and cyberbullying. But I also provide recommendations to parents on how to best protect their kids online. Insight number five, big tech's monopoly positions exacerbate the problems associated with big tech's use of digital surveillance and AI. The fact is that the big tech firms have monopolistic power over key digital markets in our economy. And the end result is that we are seeing suppressed competition and innovation. All big tech firms have been aggressively acquiring or stifling competitors. Furthermore, big tech companies continue to gain a competitive advantage as they get more widely used. Known as network effects, this means that as they gain more users, their platforms or walled gardens become more compelling and valuable, i.e. sticky. But network effects can be leveraged for anti-competitive behavior. For example, big tech has been accused of purposely not making its products interoperable with alternative solutions. This locks in consumers because if they move off of big tech's products, they lose the ability to communicate and socialize with friends who are still on those platforms. And critics say that big tech firms unfairly use their knowledge of which third-party solutions are trending with consumers in their marketplace or app stores, and then will turn around and offer their knockoff versions. As much as we may like their brands or fondly recall how they started as scrappy startups and the darlings of Silicon Valley, having such high degrees of concentration is not healthy for our economy or democracy. Justice Louis Brandeis wrote over a century ago, "We must make our choice. We may have democracy, or we may have wealth concentrated in the hands of a few, but we cannot have both." In my book, Containing Big Tech, I examine how the big tech firm's market dominance has impacted entrepreneurship and innovation, weakened privacy, and undermined journalism and a vibrant press. And I provide recommendations that would provide more oversight and enforcement to foster more competition in digital markets. Thank you so much for listening. Given all the headline news regarding AI, privacy, TikTok, kids online safety, identity theft, and other concerns regarding big tech, I hope you find my book, Containing Big Tech, How to Protect Our Civil Rights, Economy, and Democracy, a useful guide to navigating today's digital world.
Thank you, Tom. That was Tom Kemp with five big ideas from Containing Big Tech, How to Protect Our Civil Rights, Economy, and Democracy. Also, check out our BookBite for Meganets, How Digital Forces Beyond Our Control Commandeer Our Daily Lives and Inner Realities by David Auerbach. I'm Michael Kovnat. Have a great day.